nephew was stationed there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Washington, Oregon, Idaho, primarily the western states.
Right.
Colorado, no. I went to Kansas once because my sister was living there. But it wasn't a wonderful trip.
Oh.
I didn't like it there.
It depends upon where and
Wichita.
What the month.
Wichita,
oh, yes.
Winter.
No. My sister did that in Wichita. Not fun.
No.
Okay. Your main occupation during your life was what?
Probably being a wife and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked at the Bank of America for 3 years. And then I went to work at a stationery store, which I ultimately bought. And I did that for a while, till 1985, and then I sold it. Because I was warned about Office Depot coming in.
Smart move.
It was a smart move. So that's what I've done.
Okay, good. All right. Do you remember your grandparents?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no. I never knew my maternal grandfather. My maternal grandmother lived with us, or we lived with her, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my grandfather, on my dad's side, didn't speak good English. But I remember him somewhat because he was such a dear man, but he had a stroke, and so he couldn't say a whole lot. And my grandmother was his second wife. She was really not my grandmother.
Right.
And they called her the peasant. And that's what she was, but she kept a kosher house.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see her. The floors were so clean, you could walk on them at any time, and eat off them at any time. But she had caused a lot of difficulty in the house because she would not allow what she called unkosher food in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So all of her boys left. Everybody left.
Oh.
It was not a happy. My grandfather married Golda to raise his sons, but it was not a happy choice.
Oh,
that's too bad, yeah. Anyway, they had one child.
Oh.
Anyway, that's the way it was.
Well, a clean floor is a good thing.
I guess. Not for three young boys and a girl.
When
things
run like military precision.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and it asks, did your grandparents leave?
Well, my parents lived in, my grandmother bought a house in Burbank in 1923. And so they lived there until my mother got married, and then my parents moved to the Atwater District in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where they lived when I was born. And they lived there probably maybe a year. I was born in 1930. So they probably didn't live much more than a year after that there, and moved in with her, my grandmother. She helped them out, they helped her out.
Or hear any people from the older generation call it Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking, do you remember, was it a widespread thing, or?
I don't know, I just know they called it Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when things changed, we had to pronounce it properly, it was always in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We called it L.A.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Right.
LA.
And you heard people saying Ventura and Ventura.
Ventura. I don't know, we always just knew how to pronounce things.
Yeah.
Growing up in L.A., we always knew how to, it was always going to, it was always
Sepulveda.
But we used to call Cahuenga, or Barham Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
Dark Horse Canyon Road. That's what it was called before it may have been called Cahuenga at the time, but when my mother moved into Burbank and had to go over to Hollywood, it was called Dark Horse Canyon Road.
That's interesting. So that may have been a popular name, or it was a semi-official
name. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just kind of...